Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the business side this week with Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, we got several topics up for discussion this week, starting first with Alfalfa Restaurant. They're apparently looking for new ownership.
Yes, the current owners, Cameron and Kevin Heathcote, they have owned Alfalfa for about a year now. Recently announced that they are looking for a new buyer of the restaurant. They had an original co-owner in the project that was Salvador Sanchez, and he's the founder of Cup of Commonwealth and Chocolate Holler, and that he backed out of the deal after a couple of months. And what we're hearing is that the Heathcotes, they're married. Kevin Heathcote, he also owns Cup of Commonwealth and Chocolate Holler. It was just too much for the couple to run three businesses and their family as well, so they say they've had a great year at Alfalfa, but they are looking for a new buyer who can keep it going for the future.
And they probably aren't going to have to search very far. It's a known entity and has a great reputation.
Oh, sterling reputation. Been in Lexington for 45-plus years now. Lots of people know and love Alfalfa, so I know that the community is very hopeful that someone will be able to come in and keep it going for the foreseeable future.
All right. Item number two, the Town Branch Project has a new advisory board.
Yes, the board of advisors on that project recently announced that they have enlisted the help of a diverse group of Lexington leaders to serve as an advisory group to help ensure really the inclusiveness and accessibility of the park as they're designing and planning it. They really want to involve all members of the Lexington community in the project, and so this board will help ensure that those community members are represented.
And for those people who aren't aware of what the Town Branch Project is, in a nutshell, what is it?
Oh, it's a huge project, lots of pieces to it. So the Town Branch Park is the 10-acre green space that's planned for what's now the parking lot behind Rupp Arena. And we'll have a big, great lawn and an amphitheater and play space. But it also connects with the Town Branch Commons. That's the linear park, roughly following the route of the old Town Branch Creek through the Vine Street corridor. And then further, all of these will link up with the Town Branch Trail and with the Legacy Trail and provide folks with a place to ride bikes and to walk, a 22-mile network of trails. So it's a really ambitious project for the city.
And speaking of ambitious projects, Lexington's plan to become a gigabit city is moving into another phase. Talk about that.
It's rolling right along. Yes, Mayor Gray announced several months ago that Lexington's bid to become the nation's largest gigabit city was moving forward with Metronet. And Metronet is recently nearing the first completion of their first phase of installing the infrastructure for what will eventually connect the entire city with their fiber optic network.
All right. And since this is a business segment, Tom, how is this going to transform the business community as you see it?
Well, gigabit internet speeds, honestly, for residential customers would probably be overkill, way more than most customers will need. But local businesses are really looking forward to just that super high bandwidth and super high speeds. We've been hearing that not only will it help and has it helped attract interest from outside businesses and companies looking to locate in Lexington, companies that are here, and particularly those with high degrees of video streaming and data-intensive applications, will let them operate much more quickly, smoothly, and just really open it up, wide open.
Our guest today on the business side has been Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too, Alan.